Well, if you're of a certain age, of a certain age group like me, then you certainly remember well the 1970s into, I don't really think the 80s, but mainly 70s television show that was called The $6 Million Man. One of the things, Lee Majors was the star of the show. One of the things he could do was he had, when they put him back together after what, you know, remember the show opening, et cetera, was that he had this incredible vision. And when his vision would kick, it wasn't just good vision, it wasn't just perfect vision, it was his bionic vision. And when his bionic vision would kick in, you know, there was always a, yeah, it was like a sound effect. One ping, Vasily, one ping only. No, that was the Hunt for Red October. But this was actually the Bionic Man sound effect. What if you could get eyes where you could see, you know, at 30, 40 feet away, you know, the tiny bits of a clock or almost a watch? I mean, we're talking better than 20/20 vision. A optometrist in British Columbia says he can do that. He says that his name is Garth Webb. He's in Canada. He's spent 8 years and more than $3 million funding to develop what he calls the Ocumetics Bionic Lens. And this is according to the CBC. It was designed to not just augment, to replace the eye's natural lens. And he can do the surgery. Okay, that's got to be millions of dollars, right? No. He says he can do it in 8 minutes. It's going to be like outpatient. And he says it's going to revolutionize things. And now he's working on getting the approval to make this available after they do some testing and et cetera, et cetera. Joining us to discuss this morning is Dr. Albert Pang. And he's here. He's an optometrist. And Dr. Pang, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me this morning, Dave.
Well, thanks for being here. So you've heard this here. And again, we call this the bionic man, you know, the bionic lens. Is it? Yes, there's that sound again. Is this science fiction or science fantasy or about to become science fact?
Well, I would say from what I'm looking at now, it's a science fact in a sense, like what they're claiming at their website is that, yes, you're able to have this implant into your eye similar to a cataract surgery, and you're able to gain, you know, good vision up to three times better than what you're seeing now. So it seems like, you know, they have the technology there.
And as an optometrist, you've seen technology come a long way, always adding this, that, and the other. But, I mean, whenever you hear claims of this, too, do you have a natural skepticism? Like, I want to see all of the metrics. I want to see the reports. I want to see how many people have been tested with this and what the outcomes are and what the potential downfall is.
You are right on, and I think when I'm looking at the claim that they're talking about, it sounds like it's too good to be true. And also another question that posed by some people is that, how good is too good? I mean, how is your body's going to be response to this kind of vision? Because a lot of time, I don't know whether you experience that when you get the new glasses, you always say, it's just too clear. I don't feel comfortable.
Right.
Because vision involving not only just the eye, it's also involved the interpretation of your brain. Will your brain able to handle this, or is it just too much for the brain that you don't like it?
Yeah, there's always that breaking in period. I know when I got my first set of progressives, it was like, I felt like I was, walking in, some quicksand for a while. I mean, you know, you're trying to get used to the eye telling the brain, kind of going from that bottom to top without the line across.
Yeah.
And it takes a little while. But eventually, see, the thing that's upside about this is eventually your body kind of and your eyes and your brain, they get together and they have a beer and they go like, hey, we got this worked out. So do you think maybe there's a chance that, I mean, it could be something where the body will naturally kind of assimilate after a while, and then you can actually have three times better than 20/20. So what would the effect of this be? It wouldn't be for somebody who wants to be able to see what's across the room. There could be things where this would have very practical applications, maybe for certain jobs, for certain people who do precision work. What about for those who would do surgery, people who are perhaps even in your field who would do eye surgery, and maybe things of a very fine nature?
Well, that is, you know, certainly if this is what they really able to operate, what they claim, of course, not only just, you know, for a specific profession, but also for people, common people that, you know, say, for example, if you're trying to recognize a face, going to see an oncoming car, if you're able to see it three times earlier, you have three times more reaction time. So the world will be safer. And if you're able to say, for example, if you're hunting, I don't know whether you're a hunter, but if you're hunting, you're able to see three times further out to see whether the animal there. That is a great thing. So
what if I take this one step further, Dr. Pang? What if I take it further and I'm an athlete, for example, where, you know, it's very hard to hit a baseball at a professional level. The visual acuity that you need, and for people who have difference from one eye to the other, it can be extremely difficult. Would baseball have to look at whether they would have a rule regarding this? Because someone could have the ability. I mean, the baseball could look like a grapefruit coming up, you know? I mean, at 95 or 100 miles an hour, any little slight edge that a hitter could get on a pitcher, if they had this eight-minute surgery, suddenly I'm a better hitter, is at least something to discuss.
Yeah, I think that, not only just about you're right, exactly. You know, like, if you're talking about able to see the ball three times earlier, your reaction time will be three times faster.
Absolutely.
So definitely is an edge over it.
Just a microscopic bit of timing can make a massive difference between a guy who would hit 200 versus a guy who hits 350. 35% is good in baseball, which tells you it's difficult to hit that ball. And I'm speculating here, and it's kind of fun to do again because we're talking about a bionic eye, and this is something very unique. So when this comes to, let's say that this gets approved, do you think this would be the type of surgery? 8 minutes, that's really quick. Is that something that would be very expensive, maybe out of the chute, and probably not something insurance would pay for, or would it?
Certainly, the insurance will not cover this procedure. But from the website, they're claiming that they were able to do it with a fee of like $3,500 per eye. So when you're looking at LASIK, it's about $3,000 per pair. So this is about twice the amount of a LASIK procedure.
And would it be semi-permanent, or is it something that would fade with time and you'd have to have reevaluated? What do you think?
I think from what they're claiming is this is a permanent procedure. So in other words, once you get the implant put in your eye, you cannot take it out. And also, they also claim that you've got to have a healthy eye also. If you have a sick eye, say you have any retinal problem, you have any corneal problem, this will not help because, again, it only works on the patients that have a healthy eye.
All right. An 8-minute surgery, you'll have three times greater than natural 20/20 vision at distance. We're not talking about things that help you with your up-close stuff, but at distance, it would bring those into the fore. Dr. Albert Pang, optometrist, we send you out with the bionic eye. We appreciate you being here to discuss this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me this morning, too.